afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksology, a comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. Joining me today as co-host is Gary Lucy.
Hey, that's me. I'm glad I can make it. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm good. And joining Gary as co-host is Pat Francis.
There you are.
Try and playing with the intro a little bit.
A little bit. I like it. I like it. And you know what I think threw you off a little bit was Kyle.
Kyle's to my left.
He's just staring at you.
Just, I know. It's, at first it was lovingly, but now 11 shows in, it's like, ah, oh, this is the same bullshit, different day.
How he does it.
I'm getting too old for this shit. I'd rather have Danny Glover sitting there.
At least we have the strength of Matt Belknap.
Hello.
The silently strong Matt Belknap.
Gary?
Yes.
You like to play games. You like to
love a game.
You like to run games on this show. Well, guess what?
I love how organic this sounds.
We got a game for you.
Oh, tables have turned.
And the last Never Not Funny with Pat Francis as guest, we wasted everyone's time with this game. And then we were just talking about it before we started. We'd like to challenge you.
Ooh.
Can you name every song on your favorite album in 30 seconds or less?
Wow, that's tough.
Now, you have to give me the name of the album.
Okay.
Then we will put Wikipedia to work.
We will look it up, and then we will run it for you.
What's your favorite album? I hope it's AC/DC Back in Black.
I'll pick Weezer Pinkerton.
Okay. Relative, not that recent, but more recent than something you listened to as a kid.
Yeah.
One of Gary's picks on Sophomore Surge.
Yes.
One of my picks on No, Gary, you're going to name you're not going to name all the bonus tracks. You're just going to name the original 10 songs, correct?
I'm going to try to.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready for this?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, go.
Tired of Sex, El Scorcho, The Good Life, Butterfly, Pink Triangle. Did I say Get You?
No, you didn't.
Four more.
Oh, man. Is this how it would go when you guys put it on there?
Exactly.
You're like,
very
full
hard.
Of steam.
10 seconds.
Then you'd hit the wall. No Other One.
Yep.
I can't.
Time's up.
All right. What is it?
Now, I don't know how Garen did this. I don't remember what you didn't say. I just know you didn't say all of them. Did you say Why Bother?
No, Why Bother?
You didn't say Falling for Love.
Didn't say Falling for Love.
Falling for You.
Yeah. Falling for You. You didn't do Across the Sea.
No.
Those are great.
He
did Tired of Sex, Get You.
No Other One.
No Other One. Good Life, El Scorcho.
Stupid.
It's hard, right?
It's hard.
Isn't that weird how you can't do your favorite album? Like, I tried to do it with License to Ill, and I couldn't do it.
Wow, that's amazing. Like, I know there's studies where, like, the human brain is good with, like, holding, like, seven things.
Yes, and that's why they made phone numbers seven digits.
Exactly.
Because, like, beyond seven, it gets really hard for some reason.
It's a little shady. Wow, that's a fun game. Neat. I had one bit of new business. There's a group that has some heat lately from right here in L.A. that we hadn't mentioned on the show yet. So
Van Halen.
Exactly.
but
maybe if you've heard people talking at a party and you want to say, oh, yeah, I heard that on Rock Solid. They're called Lord Huron.
Whoa. Maybe people talking at a party.
People talking at a party about this group.
And they bring up this podcast at the party?
No, they bring up this group, Lord Huron. Like, hey, have you heard Lord Huron? And you could say,
I heard it on.
Yeah,
Rock
I heard
Solid.
It on Rock Solid. So
I think people that go to parties listen to this podcast. That's my thing.
I think you guys should make bumper stickers that say, "I heard it on Rock Solid."
Hey, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
See, you could just drop this anywhere, like 45 seconds in, or something. This is.
Yeah.
They're kind of one of those mellowy, acoustic-y kind of groups.
Baby, we were time to run.
It's time to run. They'll string me up for all that I've done. I'm going simple. I'm gonna leave tonight. I have a lot of fun. I did it all for you. Well, I hope you know the lengths I've gone to. What's a man to say? Never looking to me. I should be on my way. I want everybody else in the world to know it. I want everyone to know you're the girl for me. I want
All right, that's Lord Huron. Time to Run, I think it's called.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Not too shabby, huh? So now
can't
you
wait
know.
To go to a party and talk about this.
It is the holiday party going season. And, you know, we're going to have our top 10 list coming up.
That's
and everything.
Right.
This year is closing out fast. And I bet you already know how next year is going to go for it. Do you know where you're going to be in August of next year?
Certain place. August of next year? I don't know if I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to be going to Taylor Swift concert.
That's right.
That's right. I got my Taylor Swift ticket.
9 months in advance.
I know.
That's
you
crazy.
You know what? I think they did that this far out because there were probably dates open in August. Mm-hmm. And they said, let's sell two nights mm-hmm. and see if we need to add some, which I think they did. I think that she's at the Staples Center for four nights now.
Well, I'm very jealous of you because I think that's going to be perfect timing because it seems like the wheels are just starting to come off the Taylor Swift wagon right
you
about
think
now.
So?
Yes. And I think by that time, she is going to be cuckoo.
I don't think they are. Why do you say that?
She's really good. She seems like she's getting like super paranoid. She seems like she has like no sense of humor. She seems like she's just got really like, you know, really like the blood, like she's dropped her facade of like, oh, I'm just aw shucks kid. And now she's just really.
Should we bring her in and talk about it?
Oh no, is she here right now? Taylor Swift, everybody.
How crazy would that be if we had Taylor Swift on our podcast?
Oh,
very crazy.
Very crazy. Oh, and impossible.
We probably wouldn't be having this conversation if that were happening.
Let me try the album game.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try Journey Escape.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
I think I might be able to do it.
Why did I bring this up?
I think I might be able to. There's 10 songs. I might not be able to do it now, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Want me to run the time?
I got it on my laptop here.
You got it.
Where's the track listing? It's not on their Wikipedia page. That's weird. I'm sorry. This is the this is the Wikipedia page for the Journey Escape Atari 2600 game.
That game is awesome.
Terrific.
I love that game.
What? Why would that be the thing that came up first? So stupid. Okay.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that.
Until you hear Don't Stop Believing in 8-Bit.
Oh, don't give any songs away.
Oh, sorry.
What was that? What if that's the one I didn't know? I don't know that one. Their heads would just turn like this.
That was a Dig Dug on bass.
All right. That's I'm ready
nice.
For you.
Tell me when to go.
Oh, time now.
Don't Stop Believing, Stone in Love, Who's Crying Now, Still They Ride, Open Arms, Mother Father, Escape. Here we go. That's seven. That's seven. Mm-hmm. Three more. Don't know anymore. Done. Don't know the other three.
You got 10 seconds.
It's amazing.
You said Don't Stop Believing, Stone in Love.
Who's Crying Now, Still They Ride, Open Arms, Escape, Mother, Father, and then...
Time's up.
Yeah. I don't know the other three.
Keep on Running.
Oh, Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
And what's the other one?
Did you say Lay It Down?
No. And I never would have. Okay. I lost. I never would have said Lay It Down. I would have got 9. I would have never said Lay It Down. I would have forgot that one. Well, that's interesting.
There's no such thing. I mean, is there an album where there's 10 songs that are just completely unforgettable that you would just be able to do?
Well, again, that's one of my favorite albums of all time, and I couldn't remember.
I know. You probably listened to it a zillion times.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Play that at home with your friends. Play it at your next party.
That's a good party game.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. You mind if I bring out Wikipedia?
I heard this on Rock Solid.
Yeah. Mm. Well, remind me never to listen to that.
Any more new business?
I don't think so.
Clack, clack, clack. All right. On to the topic at hand. New, old business.
This was now.
Oh, by the way, real quick. This isn't really new business. I feel the need to share this because this is a show where we talk about music and you guys go to concerts. I never go to concerts. Yeah. But I am going to see No Doubt next week.
Nice.
I got tickets for my wife for her birthday. And
awesome.
Guess who's opening?
Don't know.
Best Coast.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah,
What a show. That's at Universal Amphitheater, right?
Yes.
Or Gibson Amphitheater.
I still call it Universal.
Awesome place to
Me
see
too.
A show.
Gibson sounds weird. Sounds like I'm trying to promote guitars.
Yeah.
Now, when you go there, Matt, don't get too excited. You and your wife just settle down.
Settle down.
That album has grown on me, by the way. It's a great, like, if you love 80s pop, it has a really great,
Is it as good as Rocksteady?
Probably not, but there's a lot of raw emotion pouring out of those songs. I really dig it. And it doesn't overstay its welcome. It's like 10 tracks, I think.
It's like 10 minutes long.
It's
can you
short.
Name the, can you name those 10 tracks?
I couldn't name three of them.
Now I put a quick thing out on Facebook to ask who recommended our topic for today.
Yes.
And
who was the
idiot? Someone chimed in and said it was him, but I don't know if it was him. But he goes, it was me, and I want my shout out. So, but I don't know. I might be crediting it to the wrong person. But
okay, we might have to renege this. Yes,
Mitch Tayo.
It could be Mitch. Yeah, I'm going to say. Let's just call him Mitch.
He said that he came up with today's topic, which is songs that have years in the title.
Yes. Very good years.
Very good years. Years are in the title. Do they also sing the year, Gary? I think in mine, I picked ones where they did say the year.
In mine, they all pretty much do, I think. Yeah. You kicked off last time. Maybe I'll kick it off this year with...
Absolutely. I will do things about going to a parade. I did not...
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Wait a minute.
I do not have any songs with the years in. Couldn't find any. These will be things that you see at a parade.
Wait. Do have one more piece of new business.
Oh, okay.
You idiots. I told you. I reminded you again and again.
For what?
We finally got the phone number.
Yay.
For what?
If people want to call in and leave a voicemail for Rock Solid and maybe hear your own voice on this podcast, what's the phone number to call, guys?
You got
to
call 330-81-ROCKS.
330-81-ROCKS.
330-81-ROCKS. 330, is that, what? I never heard of that.
I don't know what the hell that is. We just wanted to get a cool thing like 81-ROCKS, and so we had to go to some crazy area code.
Well, look, I agree, 1981 did rock.
That's why I got it. I got it for you.
Some greatest albums of all time in 1981.
Give us a call, leave a message. You can request it like Tayo Cruz or whatever his name is just did.
Mitch Tayo. That'd be dynamite.
I love that band from the 70s, Tayo Cruz.
Well, that's actually a new artist. I'm
thinking of Pablo Cruz.
Tayo Cruz is an actual pop star right now.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. I'm thinking of Pablo Cruz.
But you can leave a message about a topic you'd like to hear, mm-hmm. or maybe you can request a song like someone did a couple weeks ago.
Request a song. You can tell us
how dumb we are.
You can yell at us.
Tell us what songs we forgot. To play on certain things.
No, don't tell us that. That's good. I love that. We play three songs. You forgot this. No, we didn't forget it, sir. We only have 10 songs.
Weigh in.
And then what I'll have to do is remember to check the voicemail.
That's right. Now it's on your head, producer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
330-81-ROCKS.
Yep.
So for my first year, I want to pick maybe one of the best albums of this young century. And the song is about one of the first years of the last century. This is, maybe start this about 45 seconds in, Matt. This is Phoenix from Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix album. This song is called 1901.
And this might be in an ad too, right?
Yeah, that's an album. I only listen to music from Mass. That song, right, Pat? You've heard Phoenix?
I do know this song, and I like that song.
Yeah, that was a great album.
I love that album. It's got that. It's got Listomania, and I love to listen to it when I'm doing laundry because it has that part about folding.
Now, do they say? I don't really pay attention to the lyrics in that song, but
in
do they say 1901?
First, they get to 1901, okay. And I don't know what it's about.
Those guys are French, I think, right?
Oui.
They're singing in a language not their own. So I go ahead and just ignore what they're saying because I think it's a bunch of nonsense.
Exactly.
I will have to play that for my father-in-law. Bonsoir, Philippe. Listen to the Phoenix.
You know who his father-in-law is, the lead singer of Thomas Mars?
Walter Koenig.
Close. It's Francis Ford Coppola. He's married to Sophia Coppola.
Yeah.
So this guy's the cousin of Robert Schwartzman from Rooney.
From Rooney, yeah. When are we coming in?
People are too talented. It's too much talent.
And somehow related to Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
And Talia Shire. The list goes on and on of how many
Jason
people
Schwartzman.
This guy's related to.
Yes.
I already said that.
You said that.
And Talia Shire.
How about a year? What do you got?
Let's do it. Let's go. Now, this is episode 74, Matt. Well, how's that?
Yeah, that was the year
What do you think about
born.
That? Look at that.
The year I was born.
Look at that.
Look at
a little
that.
Trivia.
There's a year right there.
That's a party game right there. What year was Matt Belknap born?
It was 38 years ago today.
Matt Belknap taught the band to play.
What?
I went with a song called 1921.
All right.
From the seminal rock opera album. Why am I talking like this? Tommy.
Yes.
The Who.
What is this? All songs considered?
Got a feeling 21 is gonna be a good year. Especially if you and me sit in together. So you think 21 is gonna be a good year. Could be good for me and her, but you and her, no, never. I had no reason to be over-optimistic.
A little bit more.
But somehow when you smile, I can brave bad weather.
I love Pete Townsend's voice, that young Pete Townsend voice.
Oh, yeah, I can't beat it. Have you gleaned any good nuggets from reading that biography? You've been
just his life, age 1 to like 8, was just so sad. I mean,
not good, right?
Having an 8-year-old, I can't imagine like what they did back then as far as leaving them alone or sending them to live with other people and just basically not really caring. Really, really sad.
Was
first,
it big, a
first
big,
100 pages for
big
me.
Family for then like
the, no he was an kids? Only kid at that point.
Wow. And was there like an Uncle Ernie taking advantage of
him? His grandmother is crazy. Ooh. Like she's a mental, and they send a 6-year-old to live with her. Hey, great.
Oh, okay.
Like she'd hold his face in water if he wasn't eating. Just like what the
Jesus.
And but you know,
and his family unit didn't really come together until his parents brought him back home. Then they decided to have a couple more kids, and then it became. But I mean, but at that point, sometimes the damage is.
Yeah.
Is really, really done.
To the grandma's credit, though, when she would spank him, she would do this like windmill motion with her arm, and that really gave him the idea.
That really gave him the idea. That's true. You're right.
I'm going to move from 1901 all the way up to 1904. This is a singer-songwriter from Sweden called Christian Mattsson, who goes by the nom de rock Tallest Man on Earth.
Of course.
According to my research, he is of average height at best. But he still
so
calls
this is not George Murison using
sounds like it's a little braggadocious, don't you think?
It is. But let's hear what he has to say about the year 1904.
All right.
Rock solid.
This is the year I was born.
That's right. Sounds like a commercial too, huh?
It does.
Yeah, totally.
Well, some they say it's not even funny, and there you stand, not even trying. They say it is in line with the aging. Sometimes noise is just your mind. But the less is vague in the lightning. Shows a deer with her mind.
You have it, 1904, just as promised.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool. You know, I know he's got a kind of bit of a nasal twang, but it grows on you. And he's from Sweden.
A lot of people have nasal twang that are popular singers.
Yeah, it was a little Dylan-ish.
Yeah, Tom Petty has a little
bit of
it.
It's weird that the mix in that was a little crazy, though. Like, he came in loud over those guitars and then, like, but crazy echoey and
that's how kids like it nowadays.
And I respect that from you, Matt, because you're a producer.
I was just noting that it was bizarre.
All righty.
If you look at the waveform, it's a little unusual.
It's a little all over the place. Hey, this next song I'm going to play was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Female Vocal Performance in 1998. I assume by saying it was nominated, it did not win. But this is the fantastic Patti Smith from her album Peace and Noise, and this song is called 1959.
Oh.
Listen to my story, got two tales to tell. One of fall and glory, one of vanity. We did that thing and it grew wings in 1959.
cool stuff. That she had a new album out this year. Brilliant. So good.
What's it called?
It's called, I don't know what it's called.
What if it was called Brilliant?
Yeah, but it's just like wow. She's like someone who's just really still doing it right.
I'm going to find out what it's called before we go.
I also just saw on Netflix, there's a documentary about Sam Wagstaff, who was Robert Mapplethorpe's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And who was like a famous like photography collector. So, and she appears in that quite a bit. And that's definitely worth a watch if you have Netflix.
The album's called Banga. Unless they're pronouncing it different. It's B-A-N-G-A.
Like the city in Maine? Banga.
Exactly.
I'm going to skip ahead. I brought a 59 song, too. That's like, who'd have thought that would be the year?
This song is called 1959?
My song is called 59 Sound, apostrophe 59 Sound.
Okay, cool.
And it's by a group called The Gaslight Anthem. Have you ever heard them?
I don't know if I've heard that or not heard of it.
If they were making Eddie and the Cruisers today, they would get the Gaslight Anthem to play instead of John Cafferty and the Beaver Band. They're kind of like, they're from New Jersey, so everybody says, oh, they're like Springsteen, but they're more like a Goo Goo Dolls with like rockabilly hair or something.
Okay,
like that.
Let's
how does Pat not know that?
I don't want to understand this. Yeah, here, just listen. You'll love it.
Just listen.
Shabby, huh?
That is good.
Kind of get you where you like to be.
Sound a little like the Killers, too.
Yes. I'll buy that.
That's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
No, I like that a lot.
Awesome.
Name the band again?
The Gaslight Anthem.
Is this their first album?
That's their first album. They have a new album out lately.
All right, good.
Yeah. So
very nice.
Yeah, you'll like it.
This is...
Oh, boy.
This is a song.
It had to happen.
Look, buddy. If you want to, it's about the beautiful gift of losing your virginity.
Oh boy! Oh, I know what this
and,
is.
What a lady!
This is called this is a parenthesis song. This has got everything going. This is a lot. This covers a lot of ground because the lead singer doesn't sing it.
Uh-huh.
The drummer sings it, and then the lead singer comes in on the chorus.
There's a season in the band title.
There's a
number in the band title.
There's a parenthesis. There's everything. It's December, 1963, parentheses, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Start that at 10 seconds.
Oh, what a night.
That's the drummer.
Late December, back in 63.
His name is Animal.
Is that right?
This guy went out, didn't think anything was going to happen, and then the night went crazy.
It's pretty undeniable, this song.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know if cool, that might not be the right word. It's catchy.
This is pretty hip.
This is pretty...
What a lady.
Here comes Frankie Valli. Now that funny feeling is he got a boner, right?
That is a funny feeling.
I'm just dissecting the song lyrics.
As I recall, that boner ended his fear soon.
Those are the Jersey Boys. If you get a chance to see that show, it's a great show.
That was a good segue. Back-to-back Jersey Boys there. Gaslight Anthem. And
yeah. There you go.
Very
the original Jersey Boys, the new Jersey Boys.
We planned that out.
Don't forget the people at Hurricane Sandy, now that we're talking about Jersey.
Exactly.
The people of Hurricane Sandy.
That's what I call them.
Chris Christie on bassoon on that one.
So, Chris Christie over at the craft service where I was. I like Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Fan.
Nice. Yeah, he seems like a gentleman.
What do you think? He didn't like that song. He's like, let the drummer sing it. I'm not singing this bullshit. Ooh, whoa, I do like that. Okay, put me in the mix.
Put me in the mix. I like that. Here's a song from the year Kyle wasn't born yet.
Okay.
This is from a movie that I meant to check on its availability. I think it's like way out of print and like tied up in musical litigation because it has like total like cool songs from the 70s throughout it. The movie's called Spirit of 76, and it's about future astronaut David Cassidy in the year 2076.
Of course.
The country is totally bogus, so he wants to go back to 1776 and, you know, speak to some founding fathers about how to fix it. Accidentally goes to 1976, where it's a whole different party going on.
Whoa!
And the movie features the McDonald Brothers from Red Cross, and Red Cross does the title song, which we call 1976. Listen to how much they channel Paul Stanley in the little
I can't wait.
Lead up to the chorus here. You'll hear it. Paul Stanley part. Spirit of 76.
Yeah, we have a...
That's awesome.
We're going to talk about the Coppolas again because this was written by Roman Coppola.
Right.
And you know what? These songs are readily available on the soundtrack. You can put the soundtrack together if you want. It's
right.
Chicago, the Carpenters, Grand Funk Railroad, Starland Vocal Band. I think if you... you can put this together.
Well, sure, but I just mean like if you want to see the movie, like
it says it was on DVD.
Oh, really? Oh, fantastic! Well, watch that DVD, man.
It's actually in your back pocket. What are you talking about?
Actually, that's what that was.
I'm giving away 10 copies today.
Oh man, this is exciting! You're gonna love it.
Not want to tell you.
Features Leif Garrett in his finest role ever as the Bone Master.
1990, this came out.
Yeah, I saw it like three times.
Red Cross.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's with Warren Fitzgerald on bass, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right or am I wrong?
No.
I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
What band is that?
Oh, that is the guy. That's the guy in... I know who you're talking about.
Some other band with red or...
Orange. Agent Orange?
No. I'll look it up.
We'll look it up. Anyway.
I made a fool of myself.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Steve McDonald is the bass on
it. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
This next song is from a... real pussy artist who came out and had a couple of big hits on his first album.
Oh, well, that's the Vandals. What the fuck was I
Vandals,
thinking
Vandals, right.
The Vandals are not pussies.
But yeah, they're, you know, kind of Southern California.
I was ramping up my next song.
Sorry.
Heckled.
I had to correct the I got to figure out who was.
You can look that up during my song and then tell us afterward. You know what?
Now.
While I wasn't listening to Pat's pick, I found this for us.
All right.
Speed bump.
I'll still play it. I'm all over this thing.
You ready?
Yep.
This is from a pussy artist. His first album came out. He had a couple of...
Wait a minute. I'm not ready because you have to enter your password to play this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to work, though.
Enters the password.
The password
I'll remind
is
you of
pussy.
Our phone number, 330-81-ROCKS.
330-81-ROCKS. 330-81-ROCKS.
That's not his password.
Okay, now you've authorized a maximum of 5 computers to play your shit music.
Can you unauthorize this afterwards?
I think only you can deauthorize.
Oh, you have your emergency backup computer too.
Huh. Yes, this is going to be the dedicated.
This is your end of the world Mayan calendar computer.
Yes.
Okay, for the third time on this show, I want to call this gentleman a pussy. First album had a couple of hits, and then his second album came out and. Had one release as a single. It's this song. This is James Blunt. This song is called 1973. Let's jump right in at 50 seconds. Sorry, I like this song. Apologize. Simona, Simona.
What seems so strong has been and gone.
Kyle loves it.
I would call you up every Saturday night, and when balls stay out till the morning light, and we sang, here we go again. And though time goes by, I will always be in a club with you in 1973, singing here we go.
Has a little bit of a Leo Sayer flavor.
He really does.
Doesn't he? I just realized that right now. I'm like, hey, this makes me feel like dancing. Wait a minute. That's Leo Sayer.
I gotta say, that song was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's true.
What was his other song? And weird song about that beautiful is he says, fuck in it.
Yeah, I know. It's the softest song to ever use the F word.
Fucking high.
It's like, wait.
It's so soft. And
you're beautiful, like, motherfucker. Suck my car,
wait. He just wanted to shake up those listen at work stations.
Yep. Even when you hear
this is easy.
Even if you're in an elevator in the Muzak version, there's only one word that comes through. It's fucker. All right, Gary.
It's also a little bit of a creepy song if you really listen to it.
Oh, yes, the worst.
He's a stalker.
Yeah. Stalker.
Beautiful.
Let's go to the debut album by The Stooges. And
by the way, I figured out what the problem was before, in case anyone was wondering. Warren Fitzgerald played on the Tenacious D debut album, and so did Steve McDonald.
There you
of
go.
Red Cross. And
that would explain.
I got them mixed up, I believe.
Oh man,
it may not have been Steve McDonald, but somebody from Red Cross played on that Tenacious D album, as did Warren Fitzgerald. Go.
This next song, Be Prepared to Go Up Top My Brother. It's from The Stooges' debut album.
Now this is from their album, Nyuk Nyuk Nyuk.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wise guy. And maybe start about 20 seconds in, because we might miss the year, but I want you to hear the second verse. There's some great Iggy Pop poetry in there. This is called 1969 Up Top.
Yeah, woo!
Well, it's 1969, okay. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
Here comes the profound part.
Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. I say oh my and a boo hoo. And now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo hoo.
There is no call for that kind of language.
That is very.
James Blunt dropping F bombs and Iggy Pop's going boo hoo. You know, on their next album in Funhouse, they have a song called 1970.
It's crazy. Why didn't they keep doing that?
I don't know. I guess they
great.
They fueled this whole episode.
They didn't know what came next. I think maybe they just forgot.
Now, obviously, Never Not Funny fans, I did not play Bryan Adams' Summer 69.
Probably the most well-known year song
Probably.
In modern history.
Probably.
Probably.
But this next one's pretty well-known.
Mm-hmm.
And this is this band borders on, I don't know.
There's one way more well-known than you're going to play
list.
It later.
Yeah. This band borders on, I don't know if this is a real band or is this like a comedy band. I don't know. Are they musical or are they comedy? I don't know. But I do like this song. Let's drop it in at 34 seconds from Bowling for Soup.
All right.
What happened to her plan? She was going to be an actress. She was going to be a star. She was going to shake her ass on the hood of White Snake's car. Her little SUV.
Love it.
Is now the enemy. Looks at her average life and nothing.
Nice. I think they're a real band, but they're just funny.
They're funny?
Nobody likes that.
Good sense of humor. No one likes bands.
Nobody likes a
humor.
Comedian.
Kyle, in 85, 4 years before you're born, right?
Wow.
Jesus
All right.
Christ.
Unbelievable.
But you did get to see some chicks shake their ass in Whitesnake's car, though, right? Eventually.
Yeah, in history class.
That's available
that.
On DVD.
I might be preoccupied with 1985 myself.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate. It was a great year. I know Back to the Future came out, the first one.
Pretty great.
Great movie.
Goonies, I think. Was that 86?
I don't know the answer to that. I think it might have been earlier. I think it was 84.
I would doubt that.
I'll look it up real quick.
Oh, great.
No, great. Now we've turned into this movie game.
Get back. Oh, no, you're right. 85.
Good point.
Set and match, Gary.
All right. Let's go all the way to the future. Say the future, Gary.
The future.
That's right. All the way to the year 2000. This is the great Pulp in Disco 2000. And maybe start about 20 seconds in.
I sure will as soon as I get there. And okay, now sorry. I can do it.
Oh, we were born within an hour of each other. I mother said we could be sister and brother. Your name is Deborah. The suited you. And they said that when we grew up, we'd get married and never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Deborah, do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. Oh, and I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get mad.
Things are going to be weird in the year 2000, you guys.
I'm telling you, man. I'm getting ready for my flying car.
It's going to be great. I'm going to love it. How many songs you got?
I got four more, but it doesn't mean I have to play them all.
Oh, okay. I gotta pick up Preston pretty soon, but I'll why don't you lay a year on us? Let me see. Your last one was 85. So boy, we're getting up to current times.
This one's called. This is from Paul McCartney and Wings. This is called 1985.
Right.
Drop us in at 39 seconds.
Sure, that's Paul McCartney.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
She may be right, she may be fine, she may get love, but she won't get mine.
I think Linda just closed his balls in a Kodak camera case. Look it up. Yeah, that's from 1973. That's from Band on the Run.
Band on the Run. You need that album.
Like
Paul
McCartney doing his. Mick Jagger doing his Southern Fried Rock impression.
Doing his Garen Cockrell, doing his Jimmy Pardo.
Three impressions deep.
Doing his Gary, you're up.
This is, yeah, I just want to hear a little snippet of this because it has crazy headphone tricks. This sounds like, I think it came out in like around 84. It's from the movie 1984.
Okay.
It's the Eurythmics Sex Crimes 1984.
Oh, yeah.
If you could fast forward to about a minute 20, two or so in, and we'll just hear all the funny headphone tricks.
Sex Crimes.
This is kind of the remix. This song's out of print. Did you know that?
What that?
And I wonder,
how'd you find it?
Oops.
You're going to wonder.
Sorry.
That's okay.
How'd you find it? You get a copy of The Circus?
I found one at the same. Big Brother is watching you boogie. Huh?
By the way, in 1985 or 84, I loved that robot voice that they just used. That was like my favorite thing.
It was the best.
Any song that had that, I loved automatically because I could breakdance to it.
Well, did you like the Mantronics sound too? Like,
loved that. Yeah, that I loved Chaka Khan. Yeah. anything that like sounded like it wasn't rap, but it sounded like it maybe knew, like it had heard of rap.
It had heard of rap. I've heard of rap. That's funny.
Maybe people don't understand, but like in the early 80s, rap and robots were very, they were sort of cousins.
Yep, that's true.
That is weird. True. That's why people did the robot.
And Matt, you used to break dance. Is that true?
I did. Yeah.
You did. Can you? Do you think you could still? What about Podcastathon 2013? Could you bust out some moves?
If I take the next year to train, get in perfect shape.
Could you do that for us?
Sure, I'll.
Maybe Rainbow Bridge will come out. Tell you what, Jimmy will bring back Rainbow Bridge. Mm-hmm. I will
break dance to their music,
and I will do stand up comedy. But I will do the material that I did in 1989.
I love all of this.
Oh, this sounds great.
This is a great plan.
Okay,
and the kids win.
I'm going to play one of my favorite bands, as I've played them many times before. It's not Cheap Trick. It is. It's the Kinks. This is from their worst album of all time. Why did they release it? It's terrible. The album's called UK Jive, and this song is called Down All the Days Till 1992.
All the working people need the ordinary man for assembly.
That's it.
That's the one that has like a suit coat on the cover?
Yeah, suit coat. There's only about three listenable songs on it, and I don't know if I even played one.
1992,
I do like that song. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, my last one is so predictable, you could set your watch to it.
Did someone call our hotline number already, man?
they're dialing.
Did this episode go out live today? Go ahead, Gary.
So predictable, you could set your watch to it. I think we've heard it before on the Greatest Albums show. It's that love song to Anne Frank. Neutral Milk Hotel. While you're seeing Taylor Swift, I'm going to be seeing Jeff Mangum is going to be doing a tour next year, coming out of retirement. Like I said, Neutral Milk Hotel, Holland, 1945. Rock solid.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alrighty. Airplane Over the Sea is the album. You need it.
I like that.
Glad you like it.
That was fun. I have two more.
Take us home, Pat Francis.
The second one, I think, Matt, you're in agreement that this would be the number one year song of all time.
Yeah.
And and here we go.
Is it by Prince?
It is. It's by Prince.
Nice.
We all gonna do it?
So tonight I'm
gonna
party like it's
1999. Nope, just me. Thanks, guys. Hung me out to dry.
I didn't know what you meant.
I wasn't feeling it.
I was listening to some it was Low Times podcast, and they were saying that this is the album where Prince lost his way once he started like working with the full band. That's crazy. This is where things just really, I mean.
What are they saying? They saying he jumped the shark with 1999?
They just like his black underwear period, like that early stuff. But I mean, this is, I Want to Be Your Lover and all that, but this is where things really started kicking into gear.
Yeah, this is a commercial success really happens, yeah.
I guess they're totally discounting the Batman soundtrack.
I know the Batman.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Party man. Terrible.
Anyway.
This is also a very famous year song. And this jumps us way into the future, even just past where we are right now. Who knows what will happen? I know I'll still be here. In the year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
One of the worst number one songs.
Yes, terrible.
2525.
Speed bump.
If man is still alive.
I've never heard this.
Oh, my God. You're in for an untreat.
Oh, it's terrible. Isn't it terrible already?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
They really nailed the futuristic sound.
Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took to.
What's funny, Matt, because they're not singing this, they're just thinking it, and their thoughts come out as audio.
Weird.
No teeth, no eyes. Don't need them.
Whatever happened to Zager and Evans?
If my thoughts came out of his music right now, you would hear a fart.
I'm going to predict that Zager and Evans will not make it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame until the year 75-75.
At least, yeah. That was the song, if I remember it correctly, that was the song that kept Proud Mary, Creedence Clearwater, out of the number one spot for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row. And Creedence never ended up having a number one.
Is that true?
Yeah, for Zager and Evans. Thanks, guys.
Just something else for John Cafferty to be, John Fogerty to be pissed off at. Plus that people think he's John Cafferty.
Hey, give us a call, 310-81-ROCKS, 310-81-3308-81-ROCKS.
Oh, I don't know if I like it or hate it.
I love it.
Well, let's see what happens. Next time we get together, you're going to have a whole bunch of these loaded up.
We'll see. Well,
and,
yeah, that's true.
You know what's going to happen? Next time we get together, and they're like, Matt, we get any calls? I never even checked that.
No, I forgot.
I'll check it live.
And then you go on, there'll either be two or we have 2,000 calls.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and call 330-81-ROCKS.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks,
everybody,
for listening.
This is from the Morrissey album, You're the Quarry. This is Munich Air Disaster 1958. Classic Morrissey title, if nothing else.
Mwah.